You're listening to HandyLink on CJAM 99.1 FM, Windsor, Detroit.
Welcome back to HandyLink. In this segment of our show, we'll hear from Tracy Shepherd from Communication Disabilities Access Canada. So tell me a little about Communication Disabilities Access Canada.
Sure. It is a national nonprofit organization, and it was established to promote human rights, accessibility, and inclusion for people that have communication disabilities that are not a result of hearing loss. It's a very much a project-based organization that has no core funding, but it was founded in 2001 by Barbara Collier, who's a speech-language pathologist who's been working in this area for many, many years. So we're looking at focusing on a population that's often left out of any accessibility legislation. And our organization, Communication Disabilities Access Canada, has many projects that we're working on, including access to justice and legal systems. We are working on some leadership projects for people with communication disabilities, as well as things like safety and crimes and abuse. The project that we're currently working on is called Communication Access Canada, and that's the project that I wanted to speak with you mostly about today.
So tell me a little bit about the CAN project.
Yes, Communication Access Now is looking at communication accessibility for people who have speech and language difficulties. So we believe that accessibility is much more than just being able to get in the door of a business or organization, but rather being able to communicate effectively while you're there. So about 500,000 Canadians have disabilities that affect their speech and language in some way, yet they still absolutely have the legal right to equal access to all goods and services. So this is why communication is so essential. Businesses and organizations are, of course, legally obligated to make their services accessible, yet there are still very many barriers that people with speech and language difficulties have let us know about. There's many, many horror stories that I won't get into, but many stories about these folks and their rights being violated because people in businesses and organizations do not know how to communicate with them effectively. So we feel it's very, very important that people understand and learn how to communicate with someone that has a speech problem or is not understanding everything that you say, perhaps. And communication is important in any situation, but there can be very serious consequences when people can't communicate effectively in essential services like police, healthcare, legal, emergency services, those types of things. So what we've done is we've developed a symbol. So you would recognize the symbol, the accessibility symbol with the wheelchair on it that would say that this is an accessible door, an accessible parking spot. So we've gone one step further because we were missing, and this population that has different kind of speech disorders is often missing from the legislation and from accessibility discussions. So we've created a symbol like the one that you might see with the wheelchair on it, but it involves two faces, so two people in communicating. Communication cannot happen in a vacuum. It has to have two people, and it is about interaction. So it's about giving and receiving information and about listening and watching what the person is saying. So we'd like people to just understand what communication access is, that it's about being able to give your message and it be accurately understood, and being able to understand what is being said to you. So there's so many different ways that people can use to communicate, and we want people to be aware out in the public about all those different ways. Someone might use their speech. It might not be completely intelligible. You might not understand it 100% of the time, so they might use other ways to help them be understood: gestures, writing, pointing to objects or pictures, spelling out words on a word display, typing on a communication device, or they may have some human assistance in communicating their message. So we want people to be aware of all the different ways that people are able to communicate to get their point across. That's the real push of the CAM project.
So, in your time with working in communication disabilities, is there any one success moment that really stands out for you?
I think this project in itself is becoming a success as people are listening and hearing a little bit more about what is out there, and that people are able to communicate. They just need to learn a little bit more about how some people might communicate. They're very simple things that people can do to be able to ask somebody, how do you say a yes and no when they come into a business or organization and they aren't able to communicate like you and I can. So there's many little successes like that when an individual is able to communicate in a business or organization that they maybe weren't in the past because someone there has gotten some training about how to communicate with them. So there are many, many little successes along the way.
So how do you go about spreading the word to these organizations that need some improvement in terms of accessibility?
That's a fantastic question, and that's what this project is doing. It is a national project, so we have regional coordinators across the country. And what we're doing is going out to businesses and organizations and giving information sessions, teaching people about communication accessibility, and that it is people that have speech and language difficulties, that it is their right to be able to communicate in any business or organization they choose, so that they can be doing some of the education out in the public about how to communicate with someone who communicates differently. So we're going to many organizations, we're going to municipalities across the province, we're going to other disability organizations to try to raise awareness initially about this issue. And then we were hoping to do follow-up projects to provide further training to some of the essential services that can really lead to some serious consequences if people in essential service, like police, healthcare, legal, aren't able to effectively communicate with people that have speech and language difficulties.
So, thus far, how has the community responded to this work?
Very well. Sometimes it's difficult to get in the door. However, when we're there and in front of people, they really are starting to realize that this is a missing population, that yes, we have curb cuts and we have automatic doors, but that this is a missing piece of the puzzle, and that's what our symbol is really endeavoring to do. We're really hoping, I wished I could show it to you on radio, however, we're really hoping that it will start to be more of something that is recognizable, like the wheelchair symbol and other symbols that signify hearing impairment and those types of disabilities as well. But this is a very unique population that has very unique challenges, and everyone communicates differently. So that is one of the messages that we would really like to get across, that communication is individual, and people are able to help train others about how they communicate individually on their own.
So what are the next immediate steps for the project?
So that's what we're in the middle of now, is going out and doing training sessions in various organizations across the country, trying also to make some change to make sure that this population is included in any accessibility legislation across the country. Here in Ontario, we're trying to consult with folks that are putting those policies in place to make sure that we're represented well in the legislation, as well other provinces are putting some legislation in place, and we're consulting with them about these issues as well in Manitoba, in British Columbia, Saskatchewan. So many provinces are starting to look at the model in Ontario with the Ontario Disabilities Act and take some similar actions in their provinces.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this.